Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Natasha Sijanović here at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival. I am talking finally to Mirsad Purivatra. First of all, welcome to Fred.
Okay, great to have a Fred in Sarajevo, and I hope it's just beginning of our collaboration.
Yeah, we've been here as a media partner to the industry section, and it's been incredible. It's been wonderful. We've met very interesting people, very ambitious people, come across great projects, and unfortunately haven't been able to see that many films because we're covering the industry. But I have to say, I am very much impressed. And what are your impressions? Obviously, you have an eye on everything, the industry and the film program. What is your impression of this 20th anniversary edition? Are you happy?
Yeah, I have to be happy. I have to be satisfied because looking back 20 years ago, it was just a showcase, which was held in Siege City. But this event gave us such inspiration to do the festival it is now, because the hunger for culture, the hunger for films in the Siege City, when we had for the first time 35mm prints and the screening back to the audience, was a fantastic experience. Some guests who came at that time, as Alfonso Cuarón, Leo Carax, attracted maybe 3 hours Q&A. And we found, yes, the citizen of Sarajevo accepted festival as their own festival, and was inspiration for us to see it and to create, really to have a very clear vision what we would like to do, and to formulate very precise goals. And now, 20 years later, I think more or less we fulfilled all those goals, and we have a festival which is very precisely structured on three elements. We have a programming, we have a industry, and we have education. And I think the connection between those three segments is very good, is very effective, and we can see that young generation is coming to Talent Sarajevo. Then the next step is CineLink. Then we have now a lot of other industry activities, as Industry Terrace, as a Work in Progress, a Regional Forum, and as a result of those activities, we have in 1, 2, 3 years new films, new projects, more regional co-production, more co-production region and the Europe. Now we are opening territories out of the Europe, and I think it's really great to see that now 1,530 accredited people is in Sarajevo.
That you mentioned that last night, and that's not counting the press, correct?
Yeah, plus almost 800 representatives of the press, and it's a really significant number of the professionals attending to the festival, and it's no doubt that the results are coming from meetings, from gathering, from mingling. That's the atmosphere we can see at the festival, and no doubt the new generation has a fantastic opportunity to meet experienced film professionals, film authors, to share experience with them and to be inspired by them. That's, I think, one of the biggest achievement we did, that we have new regional filmmakers and film professionals being in Sarajevo and creating a new energy and new projects here.
Yeah, it's almost mind-boggling that a festival that started during a war under a horrific siege has now become the most dynamic festival in the entire Balkan region. It's very, very impressive what you've done in 20 years, what the whole team has done in 20 years.
Yeah, that's good to hear from you, that kind of the comment. No, we know, I think that from the beginning we had a clear, as I told, vision, we had the goals, and then the question was how to achieve it. And I think that our work was always based on excellence. I think that's sky's limit, and I think that's something what I'm always repeating to all my colleagues, to my team. If we are doing something, has to be the best. For sure, no one is perfect, but really, I think we are. It's hard work. It's very, very hard work. It's a passion for film. It's training, a lot of time. It's a lot of traveling, watching what's good, what's not good. Sometimes in small festival, you can find so nice things that you can implement here. And I think it's so important just to be curious, to be open-minded, and then to have a hard work and a passion for film. That's how I think we did it, and that's why I think this festival is now, I would say, in the hearts of so many people, and that we have a film professionals, that we have film directors, that we have citizens of Sarajevo, that we have tourists coming to 9 days of Sarajevo Film Festival with some kind of the big expectations, and many of them, I think almost all of them, are happy to be here, and they are coming back next year.
Yeah, I think everybody's coming back. Last question, quick question, what was the highlight for you of this year, if there's something that captures the 20th anniversary and this edition in particular?
Oh, good question. It was so many highlights. I think maybe I could say one or two things. I think from one side, we have a very, I would say, strong opening toward to the rest of the world, because for time being we were in 20 years International Film Festival with a focus on the region, but now for first time we are doing a very serious step, especially in industry segment, toward to the rest of the world, including Middle East area, working with Doha Film Institute, Mexico with IMCINE, then we have India, then we have Northern Africa with Beirut, and I think that's the new tendency we have now, to open European films and regional films more to other continents. I think we are a little bit still closed in our territories. I think that would be fantastic, and the exchange of cultures, exchange of the stories, exchange of experience with Mexican or Middle East or Indian people could bring the new energy also here. I would say that's maybe the first step toward 25th maybe edition, where we will be, I think, more open and maybe with more projects on that way.
Well, Sarajevo was always traditionally the crossroads between East and West. This is what the city was known for, and its dynamism, and it's lived up to the reputation. And now you've become a crossroads for East, South, North, West, everybody.
And to be open-minded.
Yes. And you are. And I thank you very much. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, and I wish to listen more Friday shows and reports from other festivals, and have you back next year.
We'll be back. Thank you so much. This is Natasha Sinjanović. I've been talking to Mirsad Purivatra, the artistic director of the Sarajevo Film Festival, which this year celebrates its 20th anniversary. And as you know, we've been here as media partners, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.